Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby, oh, baby.
Short line.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. Down. You night, my mic. I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, missing your town. I'ma touch the place that you thought was lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot that'll make your ass come off top. I'ma speak the words, get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me, your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life, and girl, I'm shut it down. Oh, because it came.
Y'all want to know this Sin City Radio. This is your boy Cass chilling there as usual. I don't know how we do that. Kick back, relax, have a little fun. Do what we do. I don't know how it goes. All right, we got to cut the intro off. Shit, goddamn. Goddamn, boy, I swear, it's always some bullshit in the game. I tell you. Look, stuff was good.
Babe, what's going on?
Not much. Just kicking back, relaxing.
I'm going to tell you right now, I don't have much of a voice. I've been yelling. Sorry.
No, man, you ain't going to help tonight.
Why? I'm here. I'm 100. I just don't have a whole voice.
Well, what happened to your voice?
People make me raise it.
Oh, man. Shit. That ain't good.
No, it isn't, is it?
All right, man. Goddamn. I swear if it ain't one thing, it's another.
Woo! You ain't live.
I can't even work. Goddamn. Boy. I'll tell you. All right, so you know how we do it.
We both got the woofs tonight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We both got them. We got that switchboard and gave me the flux tonight.
Well, I hope everybody else is cool.
I don't know. But fuck it. No, we do.
Put two dimes in a bucket. Fuck it. Right.
I'm really trying to figure out what the fuck did I just do wrong. I really don't know.
What happened?
I enlarged the screen to the point where it can't even be seen anymore. So it's like, goddamn.
Okay. Well, I can't see what you see, so I'm no help.
Exactly. I'm just pressing buttons right now, trying to figure out what the fuck did I just do.
Well, can I ask a question?
Oh, there we go. Yo, what's up?
You talking to me?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Do you think that it is right for anybody to try to keep siblings apart?
Keep siblings apart? No, I don't. I really don't.
Me neither.
But now, in my wondrous years,
mm-hmm.
I have a tendency that I've seen, and I'm not saying that it's everybody, what I've seen a lot of women, I think, and I ain't going to say all the time, but you have a lot of jealous-hearted women out there that does that. Now, I think as far, like, cases I've seen where, and myself included, then my sibling was kept apart because motherfucker did some dirty shit. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker did some dirty shit, and me and my sibling is like, what? Let's see. We 4 months apart.
Oh. Okay.
Right. So, for us to be 4 months apart, that means you did some dirty ass shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you did some dirty shit. So we 4 months apart. But as far as like, I don't know. I always thought, I mean, like I said, just my personal opinion, I always thought the women did that shit to keep the siblings apart. I mean, men do it too, but I mean, just to be blatant, like, fuck it, you ain't finna be with them, or you ain't finna do this and do that. I think a lot of times it's the women.
Okay, all right. Well, let me throw a twist on there. Okay, you got a man who becomes a step-parent in a situation, right? And he impregnates, you know, the woman that he's with. She already got kids before that. So now, you know, the baby is born and the other kids are involved. And now the man, let's say the man, is like, well, I don't like your son, so I don't want my son to be around your son. But we all live in the same house, so how the fuck does that happen?
I can't even think that's ignorant.
That's just dumb.
All right, well, we got Tom and Jadine on the line. What's happening, y'all?
Hey,
y'all.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, let me get out of this noise place, man.
Oh, God.
Okay, so now you saying you got a... Okay, let me make sure I got this correct.
Mm-hmm.
You got a household where you got
children from a previous relationship.
You got children from a previous relationship. But now you and that person have a child together.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's saying he don't want his child being raised with your other kid.
Correct.
Yeah, that makes for a real messy situation.
It does, doesn't it?
I mean, but is it a certain reason?
There's probably lots of reasons, but my thing is all three kids are my biological children, which means that my blood runs through all three kids. And so just because you don't like how one of the three is, doesn't mean that while we're under the same roof, you can keep them apart. I mean, for number one,
live
under the same roof. That's impossible. Exactly.
Right. They live together. How can you keep them apart?
So here was the situation that came up. The baby boy wanted to play. I play checkers with the baby boy. And then after me and the baby boy got through playing checkers, he wants to play checkers with his brother. Now, stepdad don't like my oldest. So when baby boy was like, I'm going to play checkers with my brother, stepdad is like, nah, it's time for you to go to bed. Now, at that point, he still had an hour of playtime. So I'm like, how long do it take to play a game of checkers? You know, that's not cool. Now you're depriving the baby of playtime. And then that turned into this whole argument about some other shit. But I'm like, you know, no matter what you try to do, they're brothers. They're brothers. You know what I'm saying? because they come from the same mama. And we all live under the same roof. So you can't keep them apart under the same roof. It's just impossible.
I mean, can I ask what, I mean, okay. I mean, because I know with me and my old man, me and him had a faulty relationship because of, you know, things that he did to my mother. You know, so it's like, what, I mean, so it was a reason there. I mean, what is his reason?
He is the son or he is the stepfather?
I mean, is it a mutual thing? Because
yeah, they don't like each other. Neither one of them likes each other.
You know what? And the thing about me and mine was that, you know, and to be honest with you, honestly think he never disliked me. It's just I had weight. I don't think he ever disliked me. I just think he disliked my ways. Because I showed a lot of times that, you know, I showed a lot of fucked up resentment and hostility. So, you know, and at the same time, his whole thing was you need to stay in the boy's place. Mm-hmm. So, wait a minute, you know what, before we...
I have a question. Does your son say things about his dad to his brother since he don't like him?
No.
Because kids do that.
Good question.
I mean,
good question.
And if that ever happens, it never happens while I'm in earshot. I can't say no.
Well, you never will be.
I can say that I've never heard.
You never will.
Because I'm going to tell you right now, it happens. My youngest son, I was married to his dad, and his dad played favoritism to him. That was his. You know what I'm saying? He felt like that was his. Actually, he had his son live with us, too. He just treated my youngest one different. And the other boys in the house used to say things to him. And some things were true, some things were not true, but just to fuck with him because they were jealous of him, which, you know, I used to try to tell him, you can't be playing favoritism, this and that. But the kids do say things to each other. Now, whether he feel like, I don't know. I mean, I'm just thinking of different things, but I don't know if maybe he's thinking he's trying to turn his son against him, or I don't know. It could be various things.
In your situation, what was the age difference between the boys?
About 5, 6 years.
Okay, so in my situation, the age difference between my boys is 11 years. So really... You know, my oldest is 16, my baby boy is 5. So he doesn't, the oldest one don't really have.
Well,
a
you know
reason.
What? Hold on before we do that. You do that. I told somebody I would start chiming in tonight.
Okay.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah,
yeah.
We hear you fine, dog.
I mean, you hear, we ain't even
okay.
Hello.
What's happening?
Hey, buddy, boo.
Hey, baby, how you doing?
All right, I said we're going to get you in tonight.
That's what's up. I appreciate it.
Okay, that's what's happening. All right, now, look at stuff. I'm going to tell you, what Janine said, I'm going to tell you, in some instances, that do carry some weight. Because I would constantly tell my brother, your daddy ain't shit. Fuck your daddy. I hate your daddy. I used to tell him that every day. I would tell him. I would talk.
How far was our age group? How much older were you than him?
I'm 9 years older than my brother.
See?
And I would be like, your daddy a bitch. I fuck your daddy. I hate your daddy. I would just say shit. I never said what my mother could hear because I already knew what was going to happen if she heard me say it.
So, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I can't say that I've ever heard it. I can't say that
you would never hear it. I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, I'm being real with you. I would constantly. I mean, I would be like, your daddy ain't shit. Your daddy, He's a bitch. I hate your fucking dad. Wish your fucking daddy died. I mean, I'm just being real. That's shit I would say. I would say the worst because I couldn't say it to him. So who's the next best person to say it to? His son. And I did, and I'm gonna be honest with you. I held resentment towards him. I held resentment towards my brother. I mean, not to the point where I would beat him up or nothing like that, but shit, you know, he would come in and grab, what's up, son? I'm sitting there like, man, fuck you. You know, you ain't said two words to me. So, you know, I would hold resentment, and I would be like, I hate your daddy. Fuck your daddy. Your daddy ain't shit. That's why your daddy a drug addict. That's why your daddy an alcoholic. I would say fucked up shit to my, but nah. If my mother came around, I'd be like, I ain't say that to him.
Right. So okay,
and
that's what I'm saying.
And he would say something, right?
Hmm. Yeah, my brother would get mad.
And that's what I'm saying. Now, unless you know your 5-year-old didn't say something to his father,
he
you see what I'm saying?
He hasn't. No, he hasn't. The only thing, like when I came home today. My baby boy told me that his dad threw out my oldest son's game system. Just threw it out. Now, I was pissed only because I had already taken the cords and the controllers, so there was no access to the game in the first place. And he didn't discuss it with me. You know, he didn't tell me. I thought, you know, I had to find out from my youngest that the game was gone. So when I asked, I was like, you threw out the game? He like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, well, why did you do that? I said, I had already taken away all access from the game. I took the cords and I took the controller. So the only thing that's there is just the console. You can't do that without the cords or the controller. Because my thing was, I want the torment. I want you to see it every motherfucking day and know that you can't play it. You know? So that was my method. And I come home today and find out that the whole damn game system has been thrown out. Now, I'm pissed because Stepdad didn't buy that.
What system was it?
My Xbox.
The 360 or the first one?
He threw out both of them.
Hey, well, just out of curiosity.
My thing is, he didn't drop a
dime. Hold on. Let me ask you a question right quick before you finish. Just out of curiosity, he didn't have no Microsoft points laying around, did he?
No.
Yeah, I mean, he can't use them, so I could use them if he got them in the room.
No, I can't transfer you his point.
He can't use them, so.
Nah, you
but,
know
I mean,
what?
Was it
so petty for that.
Was it a reason? Yeah, no, you petty for that. It was funny.
Right, it was funny, but he petty as hell for that one.
All right, but that damn, that was fucked up.
Why did he throw out the game? Okay, he threw out the game because he went in my oldest child's room and discovered that he had a pair of his shoes that he didn't ask for. Now, several months ago, we went through all the shoes, and I asked him which ones he wanted and which ones he no longer wanted. He put all the shoes that he didn't want in a box. Now, that box just kind of sat around. It had no particular destination or anything. It was just a box of shoes sitting around. So my son was like, well, these shoes are not being used. They're still good shoes. So
I would have done the same thing.
I mean, you're right. I would have too. Shit, if you ain't want it. But
and that,
right.
And that part had already been established because we all were like, okay, because, you know, we were going through the whole you know, transition clothes and all of that stuff. And he was like, I don't wear those. I don't wear these. I don't wear these. I'm not the type of person.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask something? I mean, and this is just a question. I mean, it's not trying to put no type of stigma on you or anything. But
mm-hmm.
I mean, with everything that's going on, I mean, because you brought this up before. I mean, do you ever think somewhere down the line I fucked up?
Yes, I do. But we also had a conversation before where it's like, how come your significant other will not let you right your wrongs? So, yes, I have fucked up, but I have tried to do things to right those wrongs.
Okay. Now,
do your oldest son have his father? Is
no,
your oldest son?
That,
he doesn't
no,
talk to his father?
No, that is the hugest part in our dilemma here because the stepfather always, and when I say always, I mean five days out of seven, he always refers to his past with his family, you know what I'm saying, which we had nothing to do with. We didn't know him then. And he'd be like, well, I went through the worst of the worst of the worst. And I'd be like, okay, now I understand that, you know, but my kid has been through his share of shit too. It wasn't the same situation, but he's been through his share of shit too.
Well, so like, I mean, at the same time, my thing is like, okay, I'm gonna tell you. I mean, this is just, and I mean, we've talked about this before, and I know you might disagree, but it was like, you know, a lot of people just like stop caring. And I'm not saying that it's right, but I mean, if that's my child, I'm going to take care of my child syndrome, and that other parent stops caring. But I mean, not to say that he's right, but you know, my thing is you got to try to find something. I mean, if he's going to be there and your son's going to be there, it's up to you to find some type of common ground. You got to find a common ground.
You're absolutely right.
It's up to you. You got to find some type of common ground. Because, I mean, you know, I mean, a lot of times, like, a lot of people be like, and not to say you, but a lot of people be like, well, you know, fuck it, I ain't going to deal with it no more, this, that, and other. You're not, a lot of times you're not helping the child. You're hurting the child because, you know, because believe it or not, more times than not, that child going to do it.
Fucking up.
He going to do it again to the next motherfucker. You will never. I'm going to tell you like this. And the one thing that I did learn as growing up is that motherfucker, as long as them motherfuckers paying the bills, you ain't got no control. You don't run a motherfucker thing. Because trust me.
You better not say nothing. What's something going on in the high school and paying no bills? Don't get your ass
away. That motherfucker would have been gone years ago. And I could just hear from the shit that Janine say. If she had it her way, old boy would have been gone years ago. I know like hell the Father Time had it his way when no motherfucker ever walked through the door. You know, but we don't control that. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying you, but what I do see in life now, a lot of these motherfucking parents, especially the mamas, like I said, not saying you per se because I've heard your side, but a lot of these women let these kids have too much motherfucking control in what they doing. You know, and it's like, shit. At the end of the day, you know, shit. I mean, hell. Kid gonna
here's,
be a kid.
You know what the problem is? The problem is parents nowadays, I'm not saying y'all, but parents nowadays, they try to be friends with their kids instead of being the motherfucking mama or the daddy.
Right.
And I can honestly say that is not something that I've ever done. I have always made it perfectly clear to my children that I am your mother. I am not your peer. You know, but, and then I think, too, a lot of it is I am the same height as my kids. You know what I'm saying? So my kids I think that that has a lot to do with it. And they feel like,
well, you know what? I don't know about that, because I'm twice as big as my mama now. I'm twice as big
now,
as my mama.
But then.
But no, what I'm saying is, like, I mean, hell, I was scared of my mama then. Hell, I'm fuck with her now. Like, the other day. You know, the other day, she popped me across my head, told me, shut up. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, you know, and the bad part is that I was going in on my kids. And she popped me across my head and told me, shut up. Leave them kids alone. Of course, you know, they love that. Like, oh, Lord, you finally. Somebody, okay, now we know who we can get to go against him. Because, you know, my thing is, shit, I'm 200 and motherfucking 25 pounds. My mama barely 150. And shit, you know, and when she hit me and told me, shut up, hey, I shut up. Here I am, 41 years old, grown-ass man with grandkids. She said, shut up, I shut up. Just like when I was 16. She told me to shut up, I shut up.
And so does mine. If I tell him, shut your mouth, go do this, go sit in the corner, reflect.
But now, let me ask you this. And like I said, I don't know your situation like that, but do they go at it? Because, I mean, me and my stepdad used to, me and my old man, I don't even feel right calling him stepdad. Me and my old man, we used to go at it. Like I said, and Father Time can attest to it. Do they go at it like that? I mean, do they have a war word?
They don't even talk to each other.
So, I mean, okay. Okay, I guess my question is.
So, I mean, I don't understand why did he throw the game system away over some shoes.
My question, Janine. That was my question. Now, and I understand what he said, okay, he's been taking things from me for the longest. And although I always recover him or whatever, and he said that was the final straw. And so I understood that. And I understood, too, that it wasn't even about the shoes. It's about the fact that.
He had been selling from him previously.
Exactly. So I wasn't upset about either of them. You know what I'm saying?
I understand that, but.
I would have been hot to the motherfucker. So my motherfucker gave away.
As a kid, yeah, shit. I'm going to tell you.
In this particular instance,
as an adult.
In that box had already been.
Right, that's my thing. So my thing is, and I got to agree with you on that one. Now, that one I got to agree with you with. And, dog, you got to also. I mean, if you threw the shoes away, you know, like, I ain't finna wear them no more. Here, throw them away. And. Little shorty went in the pocket and got him. And he went off because he got him. That shit stems deeper than just them shoes.
It's more to it, like respect and the fact that he wants him to respect him and ask for the shoes. If you wanted them, because it seemed like previously he'd been stealing from him anyway. So, depending on whatever he's been stealing, you don't respect him. I mean, a lot of shit behind our parents' back, we ain't going, I don't never remember going to my room, my mama's room, stealing from her or stealing from them.
That's a good point what you just brought up, and I never, and be honest with you, and I honestly got to say, I never even thought about it like that.
Right.
But that's a good point. I didn't even think about it like that.
He just wanted him to come to him like a man and say, you know, I see you about to throw them shoes out. You know,
I have them?
I guess looking at previous actions, if he's been stealing from him previously, you know, it may not be words going on between him, so, but he's silently doing things. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
I can agree with you because I'm the same way. If I put if I don't even wear it, and you know what I'm saying? The shit could be getting ready to get donated, but it's still mine. Through leaves the house. And if you put my shit on without asking me, I'm going to be pissed. I am.
Yes, and
even if I don't wear the shit no more, I'm going to be pissed. Why you ain't mad?
But like I said, we all went through all of our stuff, and everybody had some shit in the box that was already designated for this is no longer being used.
Okay, so look, what I'm thinking of, why that day, when all y'all were going through all y'all stuff, and he saw the shoes, why he didn't just say, oh, you going to throw them out? Why, can I just have them?
That's a great question, and that is something that should have been done. Out of respect, I completely agree with you. So like I'm saying, I understand both points. The boy felt like, well, we already went through it, and I knew that he wasn't using them, and he felt like, well, he still should have been like, well, can I have them? So I understand both points. But the thing is, with the game, I feel like that was my money, and I had already taken care of that situation because I knew that that's what it was. So I had already snatched all the cords and all of the controllers, so there was no use for, you know, there was no access to the game until I decided to give back those cords, which I wasn't getting ready to do because I'm pissed off at my child already about some other shit. So I had already made that choice. But so now when I come home and then the grown-up is not even the one who said to me, hey, I got rid of this shit. I had to find out from my five-year-old that, oh, the Xboxes are gone.
Well, now,
hey, let me
so did you ever confront him about it? I mean, did you confront? Right now, what I'm thinking is that right now you need to pull both of them together. Y'all need to have a sit down at the table. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, I mean, you know what? Just like I said, from experience, and it's just from my experience. I don't go on nobody else's. You know, and y'all need to find out what's really going on, because right now it's like, I'm gonna tell you, 16, he ready to fight.
Yes, but you know he
ready to fight, and I'm gonna guarantee you this. I guarantee you this, and this you can take to the bank. Within the next 6 months, a physical altercation gonna take place.
Mentally prepare myself for it, but like I said, my whole thing was not so much about the shoes or the game. I'm just saying, like, I had already.
That's about him being the man, honey. All that is about him being the man, and then everybody in the house know that this.
Well,
is
you know what?
Because it seems like they both trying to be the head of household.
That's right, and
he tried to put him in his place, and in the same instant with him throwing the game out, that was to you too.
That was to you too.
I mean, I'm not gonna say it was a fuck you. To me, it was more like I'm the man of the house.
I'm the man of the house,
and what
God
I say,
so. You gonna respect me?
And that's what it sounds like to me.
And I'm gonna tell you like this. Nah, he ain't tell you shit, and he gonna look at you, wait on you to say. And his thing, he's waiting on you to say something to him. He's waiting on you to try to go off about it. I mean, because I didn't say you did, but that right there, just like she said, is strictly about. This is strictly. I'm telling you, it right now what they doing. You got the young lion against the old lions. You know what I'm saying? Who's gonna rule this motherfucking kingdom? You know what I'm saying? Because like
what?
I said,
and here you go. I'm going on this motherfucking kingdom because everybody's ass got to go. Shit.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, that's how it goes. I'm telling you. I'm gonna tell you, my mother was the one that balanced everything out. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and it was a lot of times that my mother, she went in because it was like, shit, you know what I'm saying? You got to, you know, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to sit there and just be like, all right, because he my son, I'm going to take his side. A lot of times I was wrong. it took me to be an adult to realize that. But shit, a lot of times I was wrong, man. I'm gonna tell you, man. And like I said, Father Time can attest to it. I come home. I've been out there in Westbrook, chilling with Mick. What's happening, Mick? I see you listening. Man, we getting fucked up. I done got drunk. I'm come home. I'm belligerent. I'm acting crazy. You know what I'm saying? Then I'm saying, well, Ma, he said this. He said that. Well, damn, you walked in the door with it. You walked in the door drunk at 15 to 16. First of all, you came in the house fucked up. You disrespected my house. You came in the house drunk. Not to say that your son do that. I hope he don't. But, I mean, I will literally walk in the house fucked up, drunk. You know what I'm saying? This motherfucker look at me and be like, take out the garbage. Man, fuck you. Yeah. Fuck you.
And my whole thing is not even about the game or the shoes or none of that. Because, like I said, I understand both points of view from where that goes. I don't give a shit because that's just material things. If we got it once, we can get it again. That's neither here nor there. My thing is, you cannot keep these brothers away from each other when we all live under the same roof.
He can't. I mean, I gotta say shout out to my girl Punkin. Punkin, what's happening? I see you listening too. Motherfuckers is crazy. They like say shout out to me. That's family. That's family there, y'all. So she ain't gonna get on, but she listening. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, my thing is just, you know, you can be as mad at them as you want to be, but you know what I'm saying? You can't. The kids want to play a fucking game of checkers. Who are you to say no? He can't play checkers with him because I'm mad at him. That's just ignorant.
You know what? Now I'm gonna tell you like this. This motherfucker used to be like if. Me and my brother had, we was kind of separated too. He would do shit with my brother and be like, you know, if I walk through the door, alright, game time over. You know, they could be sitting there like the motherfucking Huxtables till I walk in the door. I mean, but then at the same time, I gotta admit, I was disruptive in my own way. I disrupted the family a lot because I walked in the door with a motherfucking chip on my shoulder. I mean, they can be sitting there watching a movie, playing cards, or doing something. When I walk through the door, motherfuckers is like, all right, y'all going on the bed. Because I walk through the door with a cringe on my face. Like, oh. And then I'm going to tell you like this. This is one thing that I did do, and I ain't going to even lie to it. I don't know if your son do it, but me and my brother was cool. Me and my brother, you know, this is my little brother. So I felt like I was trying to raise him with me. So I felt like whenever he fucked with his daddy, he was my enemy.
I did, for real.
Now, see, this is the part that you don't understand is that you're not, first of all, let me just say this. No disrespect. You're not a man, and you don't have a brother.
Right.
Literally, no. If this is my little brother, I mean, because you have a, you actually take a motherfucking, you take a, like, you know, you take a bond of your little brother. So, you know, you feel like, you know, because you always want your little brother to mimic you. So then now my little brother mimicking him, shit, that pissed me off even more. Fuck that nigga, man. I ain't fucking with you. You want to act like him? Fuck you, too. I don't like you no more. Young. No, seriously, I was young, and that's how I felt. Like, oh, you want to act like your daddy? Fuck you.
And then it's like you're trying to turn the little baby against one another.
His brother,
baby don't know.
Oh yeah, my brother had to choose a side. My brother had to choose a side, and he chose my side. We cool, but when he chose his daddy's side, I was like, "Fuck you, dog! Don't fuck with me. I ain't fucking with you."
Talking about a 16-year-old and a 5-year-old, and I just don't think there's anything.
It was the same difference. It was the same difference between me and my brother.
Anything more innocent than two kids sitting down and playing a freaking game of checkers.
And don't, awesome.
You're not looking at the full picture. Just because that was all they were doing, it's a whole bigger picture than that. And as a mother, we do not know everything that goes on behind the scenes when we not listening or when we're not around. kids are doing things, saying things to each other, they're telling each other stuff. I'm not saying he's just telling the 5-year-old. He knows he's 5 and everything. But there's no telling what's being said. And that man is not crazy enough to believe that that 16-year-old who does not like him, who hates his guts, is not saying nothing, ain't saying nothing to the 5-year-old. He's not saying nothing.
Because I'm going to tell you like this. He is soft. And believe it or not,
he is soft to each other.
And my brother would go, and my brother at some point in time, he would go back and say what the fuck I said to him about his dad.
Mm-hmm.
He might not say, he ain't going to say it while I'm around, but then now, here come his daddy with this, you know, yeah, you going to keep your motherfucking mouth shut and this, that. I'm looking at him like, what the fuck you talking about? Yeah, I know what the fuck you said. Nah, I'm looking at my brother like, you little punk, your little asshole.
Snitch. Yeah, I can.
Right, so you really don't, like I said, you got the same age difference me and my brother was, and that's how I used to do my brother. Nigga, you supposed to be on my side, nigga. I'm your brother. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I was his daddy, and I hated his daddy. I hated his daddy, so if I seen him acting like his daddy in any type of way, I would try to defer him from that, so I would say shit about his daddy. Your daddy ain't shit. Nigga, why you trying to be all up on him? He ain't shit. He an alcoholic. That's what you going to be like. You want to be like your daddy? You want to be a motherfucking alcoholic? You want to be a motherfucking drunk like your damn daddy? I would say shit like that to my brother.
So to boil it down, the main thing is they need to come together. And it has to be whether it's force or whatever it is. They might not act like it's real or whatever, but it needs to be for them to come to some type of common ground. Because they're not going to do it on their own.
Mediator.
Yeah, they're not going to do it on their own, so somebody got to do it. It has to be done. Y'all can't live in a house like that.
You're damn straight. And my thing is this. As a grown-ass man, you're not going to keep on coming to me talking about fuck your son and expect me to let you, you know, I'm not. Because, like I said,
you know what? And I'm pretty sure that motherfucker said that to my mother many a time. You know what? I mean, I heard the nigga say your son. You know what? He never referred to me as your son. He would always say he gotta go. He gotta go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
My mother would sit there and she would argue. He ain't going nowhere. He ain't going nowhere. And he would be like, well, I'm finna leave. If he ain't going, I'm finna leave. I don't know how she managed to obtain it, but she would always manage to keep both of us in the house.
So well, I'm ready for the big one to go. Shit, fucking go.
Okay, so, I mean, you keep saying that. And I keep hearing you saying that.
And I'm so serious.
All right, but you know what? If you ready for him to go, don't use your son as a reason. I mean, I'm just saying because in a lot of cases, I think everybody agrees the same way that your son can do some fucked up shit.
Yes,
you don't
even
know about.
Yeah, you're right.
And I'm just saying, and as a person that did the shit and been through the shit, I'm willing to bet you a dime to a dollar. Your son say some fucked up shit to your oldest son say some fucked up shit to your youngest son. I'm willing to bet.
Right. Okay.
I'm willing. I'm pretty sure. I'm gonna go as far as say I'm 99% sure that I'm right, because the way that you talk, man, it's deja vu. It's deja vu all over again. I hear everything you saying is what I hear. But now my thing is, you know what I'm saying? And the one thing, my mother was this. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be with that man. That's the man I'm going to be with, so fuck it. But, you know what I'm saying? She could have got out there and she could have used me as a ploy to get out.
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? But now, my thing is this. If you use me as a ploy, the next motherfucker, I'm going to do the same thing.
My thing is don't use the son, and I'm not saying using him as I'm not saying it's not a lot of stuff going on. Leave the man because of shit he doing.
He doing exactly.
Not because the rift between them. Anything with, you know, with the rift between the son. If you
right.
just don't want to be with the man because you just don't like the man himself, you
right.
feel what I'm saying?
And
that's
blew
what
me
I'm
away.
Different.
It blew me away as a mother and just to see how my son was willing to ruin me being happy just because he didn't want to be told what to do.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, you've been through it too, shit.
Oh,
I
yeah, because they're going to leave. They're going to be gone. You know what I'm saying? And if
then
that
you
man
have
was,
to be
and
lonely
if that man wasn't, if that man wasn't really as bad as you thought he was and you was only making him, you know what I'm saying? It was only that way because of the
of
child.
The child.
You feel what
now.
I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Then,
I
you know, then
honey.
That's different. But if it's that man and he just fucking up and he doing different shit and you just had his ass, then hell, that's your choice.
Yeah.
You
that's
know,
what
to
it
leave.
Is.
And that's my whole thing. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Don't use the kid as a ploy. Because, like
no.
I said, in that situation, you don't know what the fuck is going on. Like you
mm-hmm.
said, you gone. You gone. When you come home, all hell done broke loose. You don't know what, like I said, it's been a million times that my mama came home, all the house told, house looked like a fucking tornado hit it. What the, all she could look at is, what the fuck been happened? Now, I'm finna say my side, he finna say his side.
Mm-hmm.
But
and
like I said,
to really decipher, okay, what's really the truth?
Right, and my thing is this. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times, you, well, that's my child, and but a lot of times your child ain't right.
Yeah,
I mean, because
right.
it was a lot of times that I wasn't right. I wasn't right. Now, because first of all, my thing is this. First things first,
mm-hmm.
I was a child. I supposed to stay in a child's place.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I put it up on myself to try to be the big, bad, grown motherfucker. Well, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, she ran the house. You know what I'm saying? That was, shit, I wasn't paying no rent. He wasn't paying no rent. She was paying all the motherfucking bills.
Right.
So at the end of the day, she ran the house. But now, because I'm feeling some type of way about, well, I don't want this motherfucker here. Fuck that nigga. Then I got motherfuckers in my ear like, man, fuck that nigga. Fuck him. All right, you know what? You know what I'm saying? And when I felt like I got old enough where I could take him, shit, nigga, you think I ain't try? But then, now, if I was wrong, my mama let me know I was wrong. If I was right, then she'll tell him, leave him the fuck alone.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you have to think about it. Even if you leave him, you still going to be going through shit with him because y'all still had a five-year-old.
Yeah,
mean,
okay.
Think about
yeah.
when you move on to somebody else. That five-year-old got to grow up too, and
right.
it's still gonna be a problem. All
right, and I'm gonna tell you like this: that five-year-old boy that I was used to talk shit to, he what 32 now, yeah, and that motherfucker is fucked up. He's fucked up, and he's still at home, and he acts just like his fucking daddy.
I don't know. He
acts
not
like
that happened with none of them.
Okay, you know what? You can say that. You can say that now. But a mother's love goes deeper than what any of us ever know. A mother's love runs deep. All
right,
you can say he's 5 years old. He's 5 years old, and you can say no now. Just like my mother was like, "Y'all, boy, I can't wait till you get out of here." She would tell him that. I can't wait till you get out of here. Now, 5 to 32, where he at? Still in the basement.
Okay, but listen, here's maybe, I don't know what your situation was, but here's my situation. I was a mother at 16 years old, so yes, you're
okay,
all
wait a minute, hold
leaving.
On. Let me stop you. My mother was a mother at 15.
Okay, you're
so
all
now,
15. All
okay.
of
okay, and that's what my mother said too. Sounds good. Sounds damn good. Sounds good. Sounds great. But you know what? I'm going to tell you like this. You know in your heart of hearts that if that boy sitting on the corner fucked up, he's fucked up, he ain't got nowhere to go, you going to really close your door to him? No,
nope,
you're not.
I'm taking to the shelter. I'm taking to the shelter, and I'm going to tell
okay,
him I told
you know
you
what? Not, you know what? Okay, I'm through talking with you. I'm through talking with you. I knew that was you ain't taking no damn kids to no damn Delta.
You really don't know me.
Okay, you don't even know you. You don't even know you because you ain't even been through that yet. You can't sit there and say what you won't do. My mama told me that shit 100 times. Well, your ass, you know what my mom's favorite word? Your ass gonna be laying on one of them motherfucking park benches. Your ass gonna be laying on one of them motherfucking park benches. That was my mother's favorite fucking word stuff. You be laying on the park bench. Ain't now one of us that ever laid on no damn
park
bench. Ain't man one of us ever laid on no park bench.
Yeah, I feel you what you're saying. But see, my thing is, like, I have issues with my son, too. I have issues with my son that are separate from the issues that...
Wait a minute. I don't think you really listening to me. You think my mother didn't have no issues with me? I was a fucked up little kid. I'm telling you. Now, my thing is this. You can sit there and you can talk all that shit. You can discipline him. You can do all the shit you want to do to him. But, unless you a half-ass mother, which you don't sound like you are, you're not going to turn your back on your kid. You're not.
Never.
Exactly. So all that, I take him to a shelter. No, you're not. You're going to look at him. You're going to cuss his ass out. And then you're going to tell him, tear his punk ass in that room and go the fuck to sleep. That's exactly what you're going to do. All right. All that old shit you talking, you don't know me very well. No, I know you well enough to know that you ain't fit to turn no motherfucker. You ain't fit to sit here. And if that's the case, all the shit you done said on this show that 16-year-old done did, he'd have been in boys school by now. You ain't giving up on him. All that shit you talking is null and void. Come on now. That's bullshit. All
right, I said I give you that. Damn, what you want, my blood?
No, because you want to run on here and get tough tonight. Oh, he going, he'll be in the shelter. No, the fuck he won't.
Yeah, okay, you're right. All mamas talk hard like that. You're right. You're right.
That's what kills me.
Come on, son.
We keep the truth going. Just like you talking about that five-year-old. Come on, that ain't 5 years old. This boy, your heart and soul. He your baby boy too. I'm telling you, you living the same motherfucking life that my mother lived. So shit, I know what you're going through. Hell, I put her through most of it.
You're right. I won't know what's going to happen until I'm faced with it. All I'm saying is I just don't think that it's right for a motherfucking... You said you was the kid who was trying to turn your brother against his family. I don't think that it's right for the freaking adult to try to keep the kids separated and they live under the same roof. I mean...
At the same time, what could he do? And for the most part, like, I would do fucked up shit. Like, once I moved out and my brother came over my house, I would give my brother something to drink. He was like 7th and 8th grade. Yeah, nigga, go and drink a beer. You know what I'm saying? And from the bottom of my heart, I hate that I did it. Not grown and as an adult now, I hate that I did it because all I did is fed the beast. I fed the beast what was inside of him.
5 and 16 still.
Okay, and when you're not listening to me. That was our same. Me and his, we were same age. I was 16. He was 5. Well, I think I know. I was 16. He was 7. I mean, we had a 9-year age difference. Okay, whether that's 11, which pretty much is still the same motherfucking thing. You know what I'm saying? My brother loved his daddy, regardless of the fact my brother loved his daddy and I hated his daddy. So now my brother it was a conflict.
I don't disagree with nothing that you're saying. And I mean, all of y'all are right. I'm just saying, and I still feel like that's fucked up for an adult to try to keep the fucking kids apart. And then you tell me, you know what I mean? Some old crazy.
I agree with you. I think that's fucked up too.
But at the same time,
say for instance, my son want to read to his little brother. He want to read the boy a book.
You know what? But
I'm gonna tell you like this. You gotta, I mean, in all bullshit aside, and I say this about every situation, you gotta sit down and see what the fuck you did wrong.
I did.
In
yes,
situation.
You say that all the time. I hear you.
Because I mean, you know, I say it all the time, and you know what? You always constantly keep trying. You keep throwing up what he do. You never really say what you do. You know what I'm saying? You gotta realize, shit, this the realm you created. You didn't, I mean, shit.
But I
this
don't deny
realm.
That either. I never said,
I
nah, nah,
down.
Nah,
now, now you got to fix it. Now it's to the point where you like, you can't take it no more, but now you got to fix it. That's all I'm saying. No. You got to fix that realm. You got to, I mean, because at the end of the day, you could kick him out, but like Janine said, shit, you still got a bond with him because he got a child with you, unless he just
that's
say,
fine.
Fuck you and a child.
That's not, and I commend him because he won't. He won't say fuck me in the chair. He ain't gonna do it. He's adamant about that, and that's fine. But in some situations, you can actually be better fucking parents when you're not together.
Because
now we both got some sort of peace of mind that we're not unhappy under the same roof no more. So now it's a little bit. Let me ask you.
Is it okay, y'all? That I mean, and I'm just asking. I don't know. Are y'all, you and him, both that unhappy?
Yes, and we have both said it to each other.
So okay, so I mean, okay, y'all both walk to each other like fuck you too. I don't want to be here.
Yes.
Now y'all both saying that okay, it's the kid.
We're not saying that it's the kid. We're saying that the kid cannot be. Kid needs to stay. We all need to stay in one city. That's the thing. You're not going to take my baby nowhere other than somewhere where I can get to him. And because, simply put, I wouldn't do it. The only way that I would take my child and uproot him from what he knows is if the man was in prison or no longer living. And neither one.
Well, that's what's going to happen if y'all break up. I mean, if he move out, or you move out, you still uprooting him from what he used to.
Okay, true, but we can co-parent from in the same state. It's a whole big difference where my baby is 20 minutes away from me than 3 hours, 4 hours across different states.
You know what? I hear you.
So he basically saying the child coming with him if he leaves.
That's what his mouth said.
Ain't no judge gonna do that neither. Ain't no judge gonna give him the kid unless he prove you're unfit mother.
And I'm not, and he knows that. And especially when he has two siblings here, both of age to be able to help care for him. You know what I'm saying? It's not happening.
Well, not after he going there and tell him about the older sibling or the 16-year-old and all the shit he did. He might try to say he don't need to be around now.
The boy takes things from one room to another and don't put it back. You know
still
got to
prove
it. We ain't talking about stealing from places. And
what did he steal? What did he steal?
It'd just be little shit like. I'm going to tell you. It'd just be little shit like, okay, I told you the pair of shoes. It'd be little shit like a pick. You know what
little
I'm saying?
Little shit to get on his
do-rag.
Little shit that gets on his nerves.
Yeah. It don't be nothing like
okay,
he put
now,
his wallet and
now,
took all
on.
His money
hold,
or no.
Hold on. Now, Tom, but let me ask you something. Now, previous relationship. Them
okay.
Little motherfuckers, you couldn't stand. I
hate them motherfuckers with a passion. Just one of them. Well, two of them.
Okay.
The two oldest. I couldn't stand them motherfuckers.
Okay, now, same scenario. You walk in that, well, I know you ain't got no help, but your brush missing, your do-rag missing, your thing, whatever's missing. What are you going to say?
Well, because I didn't like them, I would probably blow it out of proportion. Simply
okay,
because
but,
I didn't like them.
Okay, but now at some point, now the reason, do you agree with this? Let me ask you this. Do you believe that she could have nipped everything in the bud and had y'all on the even keel if she'd have just stepped up and just said, you know, start, you know, talking to them kids in a sense like, okay, he's the man of the house. Y'all need to respect. I didn't say you. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to him. I'm not talking about your situation. So you jumping the gun. I'm talking about him.
Well, I'll tell you like this. Other than the cheating part, if she would have did that, we'd still be married.
Right. Okay, let's just take out the cheating part. Let's take that out.
We'd still be married. If she handled it like that, but she didn't.
Exactly. I mean, and I understand that. Trust me. I you know, me and you been talked about it. I understand and I know. You know? And that all I'm saying is that if you felt like in your heart of hearts that she actually had your back. Now, let's just say these just some badass kids, which, from what you told me, they were. Now, but in your heart of hearts, she actually really did try to discipline them, but these were some badass motherfucking kids. Would you turn your back on us then? I mean, I ain't going to say turn my back, but would you file for a divorce then, or would you just been like, well, goddamn, she just got some badass kids?
I just chalk it up as, you know, these motherfuckers bad as hell and shit, ain't shit you can do about it. They just on their way to prison.
Exactly. And see, that's what I'm saying. The thing about it is that us as men, I mean, if you give us if we see the effort, then shit. I mean, you know, I can't say nothing about it because I see what you're trying to do. That little motherfucker just definitely be bad. Shit. I can't get mad.
I tell you like this, dog. I tell you like this. If she put in the effort, I got her back even more.
Exactly.
I'm damn sure not leaving now. I'm gonna help you now. Now let's beat the fuck out this motherfucker every day.
Exactly. So you're not gonna sit up there and say, you know what? I'm still fucking with this kid, and since you don't,
but
see
did you?
Way,
did, but
said,
did you?
Listen. Yes, I get in that boy's ass. I'm not lighthearted and just let shit happen and be like, oh well, he's just a kid. No,
okay, hold on, liquor store. Hold on, let me ask you one question. Let me ask you, say you get on him, right? You get in your son's ass, right?
Yes.
My question is, do you get in his ass for shit that he do to do? And
yes.
Does dude see you get in his ass for the shit that he just did to him?
Yes. Because
if he don't see it, he ain't gonna believe it.
Yes.
Hold on, man. And now my thing is this, and I'm not trying to be funny or nothing or bring up old shit, but you have said before that, you know, you have gave him like that, well, this my kid, let me handle it type of situation.
He gave me that impression. Okay, there were a few times where he tried, you know, to take the role, and he felt like it didn't work. So then he said, you know what I'm saying, go ahead. And I said, okay, well, I'm going to go ahead. It was
no,
not like,
that's
not
what you
my oldest, not with
I'm
my.
Saying, when you supposed to, I mean, when if he said, look here, I tried, motherfucker, I'm going to tell you like this. My thing is this, and this is just my personal opinion. If me and you in a relationship, because I'm not going to hit no kid for no fucking reason. Nah, I'm gonna tell you like this. I do believe I am more like prone to girls. I will admit that. You got girls, I'll be like, look, you gonna handle that. But now if you got boys, man, move out the way. Move. Let me get this. Cause that little and you hitting him, that ain't gonna do shit. Hold on, let me cave that nigga chest in a couple of times. He'll be all right. And I mean, when I say cave chest in, I don't literally mean it, but let me put some hands on this boy. Because once you get a certain age, he'll look at you. I mean, just for the sake of you to stop, he might shed a tear, but you ain't hurting him. But shit, nigga, let me come behind him. Let me put 200 plus behind this punch when I hit him in that arm. Bah, nigga, sit your little ass down.
All right, Kevin,
I bet you. I'm gonna tell you, he's gonna think twice before he start doing that shit again. Cause he's gonna be like, okay, I ain't trying to get hit by that motherfucker again.
listen, because it's something that you don't know. That's what I'm trying to say. My kid has been through his own shit, okay? He's 16. He's known two men in his life. The first one was that man who would steal off on him. And you know what happened? It made my son more aggressive. So, and he also used to put his hands on me. So,
was this his daddy?
No, no. Here's what I'm saying. He's never known his father. So he's known two men. He's known my daughter's dad, and he's known my husband. He's got only two men that he's ever known in his life. So in the first situation, not only did he see a man put his hands on me, but he was that one who hauled off on him if it was needed. He didn't just hit him for no reason. Oh, no, just I feel like he here, I'm just going to beat him. No, it wasn't never nothing like that. It was the things that the kid did wrong. But at the same time, it had an adverse effect on my son because all he ever wanted was to know his own father. You know what I'm saying? And then
they had an adverse effect on your son because he was beating on you.
Exactly. And that. You know what I'm saying? So that's all the icing on the cake. That's all the icing on the cake. So now you're in a situation where, yes, he does little things to irritate the man. I don't let him verbally disrespect him. I don't let him, you know what I'm saying, huff up and puff up.
That's only when you're there.
Exactly.
That's when you're
there. I can't control what happens when I'm not here, Timer. So I'm talking about while I'm here.
Well, listen. I mean, slow down now. You're getting a little attitude with me. I'm just asking a question. You saying when you're there, or when you're not there, you don't know what's going on between them two dudes. I mean, they could be fuck you, bitch this, bitch that.
Yeah.
You a bitch. I mean, that can be going on in your house.
You absolutely.
And then when you come home.
Now, mine was over here wrestling one day, so. You know.
But I don't know it if
I'm
not here.
I would come in the house, they'd be like, oh, everything fine.
Exactly.
I
don't know it if I'm not here.
And fighting and all
but,
of that.
But what I'm saying is that may be part of the animosity that's going on between them two dudes.
That's
you
that
know, it's something. It's something that you don't see. But
right.
It's something
that's
going
that's
on in the house.
Exactly.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you, it was a lot of times we used to get into it, and my mother never knew shit. When my mother walked through the door, I'd be in my room. We like what they say, you go to your neutral corners, because we know she finna act the ass. We know she finna spaz the fuck out. So, shit, it was, I'm pretty much guaranteed, it was at least 15 fights that my mother never even knew about. and it was, because, you know.
And ain't neither one of y'all going to tell her, right? Ain't neither one of y'all
right,
going to tell her.
But now, like, but my thing is, out of them 15, I probably provoked it. 7 or 8.
Okay.
But he provoked some too, but I did too. But then at the end of the day, we both knew when she come through the door. Now, I mean, a couple of days later, he may try to tell his side of the story. You know, that boy, I was trying to talk to him the other day, and he just got all crazy. Mm. Now, when you come to me, man, you know what? Fuck him. He retarded. He was drunk. Or I may come to him. I may come to her like, man, you need to talk to him because he got a problem. And he say the same about me. He came in here fucked up. He came in here drunk acting the damn fool. She don't know the difference. I mean, she don't even know what the fuck happened because we never ever actually said, yeah, we fought. I mean,
right.
We would literally, like, fight. And before she get home, we would actually straighten the house up. So that way we ain't got to hear her mouth.
That was mine, too. Oh, my goodness. I'd be sitting there watching TV like, where did that scratch come from? I don't know.
And
I, all the time
with my son, I'd be like, man, what? You know what I'm saying? Because every night around, he'd like to walk around the house with his shirt off or whatever. I'm like, man, where did that come from? Oh, I was playing basketball, you know what I'm saying? We got a little rough on the court. I don't really know what that shit is because I'm not here. Ain't nobody going to tell me what's happening while I'm not here. So my
point is, they banged it out.
Well, my point is, while I am here, I don't allow the fuckery. So, and yes, the man sees that I do reprimand the child. And if we both, like you said, we both to the point where we're like, I can't take it no more, well, I can't take it no more, and we both basically like, okay, well, look, I'm going to make my move, I'm going to, you know what I'm saying, work on making my move, okay, cool, I'm fine with that, we fine with that.
Okay, then, so let me ask you this. Let's just say, hypothetically speaking, you leave. You leave or he leave, and the situation's over with. You know, that situation is done.
Yeah.
Now, you get with somebody else. Now, let's just say...
She might as well wait 2 years.
You know what?
You ain't going to let you be with nobody else because he ain't going to like no man because he done already been placed in a role to protect
right.
his mother.
Right. Exactly. So now, what you going to do then? Because, I mean, now he likes shit. I'm the man of the house.
Mm-hmm.
I want
right. it. So that means, but like I told my son, and this is what I told him, if ever, and I never said, you know, that I was making no definite moves, not to my son, but I said if ever it comes to where it's just, you know, us the kids and me, I told him, what I need for you to do is take the role as my son, the man of the house, not my significant other, the man of the house.
You can't do that.
Big,
I mean, what you just said is an oxymoron.
That is a big difference.
You can't tell me to be the man of the house and still be your son. You can't. That's an oxymoron.
It's not.
Yeah, that don't make no sense. That can never happen.
Okay,
he gotta be.
Like
he gotta play either role.
Think about it like.
But let me tell you this.
I'm still providing for this household. You're not bringing anything into the household.
What role do he gotta be the man of the house of?
That means
if you still providing, what's his role?
That means you got two siblings.
Take out the garbage. Do the chores. He gotta do that anyway.
Are you listening? You gonna hear me? You got two siblings. So what I need for you to do is you take that authority while I'm not here, but you're not getting ready to run the house while I'm home.
No. That's being a son. If I say I'm going to fucking work and you gonna watch your fucking siblings while I go to work, you being a son. You ain't being a man of the fucking house.
Exactly. Because
you damn sure can't tell me no, you ain't doing it.
Exactly.
That ain't going to happen. But the man has to say, I'm not doing that shit.
The little kids want to do something stupid. He know that damn well he ain't supposed to be stupid.
Okay, but okay. At the same time, like that. Okay, once again, I just have to watch my sister and brother all the time.
But you didn't do your mother like that. You ain't
you
do
said
your
what?
Mother like that. You can do your mother like that. You can talk to your mother the way you talk to your brother and sister. You can talk to your mother. You can tell her, well,
because I wasn't a man of the house. I mean, okay. That,
exactly.
You know why? Because I wasn't a man of the house, so don't even give me that title. You're just doing what the fuck I told you to do. You're
all
not
right,
no
okay.
man of the house.
All right, well.
You're not the man of the house.
All right, well, then I need to go and I need to rehab that conversation with him because I do hear what y'all saying. But y'all feel what you feel my point. You know what I'm saying? You take charge. You take leadership.
I disagree.
I'm not
I
here.
Disagree. I'm 46 years old. I'm the man of my house and my mama's house, goddammit.
Yeah,
okay.
I do everything I can to break her relationship up.
That motherfucker hate me with a passion. I'm trying to break him up all the time. You don't need that motherfucker, Molly. Leave that motherfucker. You too damn old anyway.
And that's why she kicks your ass out the house every time you start that bullshit. Don't carry your ass home.
There you go. Which means you ain't the man of that
I'm just saying, this is all I'm saying. I don't think me being my mother's son, I can never be the man of her house.
Exactly.
I just couldn't. I can never take on that role. That's not my role. My role is to be her son. Her,
right.
You know, it's her job to go find the man of the house. That's her fucking job. You know what I'm saying? I can only be her son. I can't be nothing else.
Okay, and I said, you know, then I will go and we'll have that conversation again. Because that makes perfect sense. Y'all are absolutely right.
I'm always
right. Right.
People just don't believe me.
I just didn't hear it and think about it the way that y'all explained it to me. But that's what we do here. You know what I'm saying? That's what we do. Yeah.
I still think you need to I think you need to sit your son down and be like, look, you don't run shit. So if you don't like that man, keep it to your goddamn self. But I don't want to hear about it no more.
I have told him that. And my son is not the one who comes to me with whatever is going on in the house. It's the husband that comes to me about what's going on in the house. But
that's because the son, the head of the household, with you right there.
Right. There you go. There you go.
And that's going to lead to a lot of problems. I'd be damn if 16-year-old tell me what the fuck to do in the house. Are you out your motherfucking mind?
But I didn't say that. I said that if it ever comes to a point where it's just the kids in there.
I mean, he's 16 years old. You think he's not going to try that? I mean, I'm saying
everybody has a lot of
trying to tell you.
I don't sound like my situation.
I'm going to tell you, he's doing that. He's doing that. Ain't no motherfucker. Okay, I'll give you one thing. I was 16, 1990? Butter, your child was 16, 3 years ago?
Yes.
Was he not still doing the same shit that we're talking about? And shit don't change.
No.
He was, you know what he's doing, right? This is what he's doing, dog. This is what he's doing. Nigga, this is my mama house.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he hearing. This is my mama house.
If I got to hear anybody run their mouth, it's only going to be my mama, not you.
Exactly. You ain't got shit to say to me.
My mama house.
Okay.
Because I said it all the time. Nigga, you ain't paying no bills. Shit, this is my mama house, nigga. Fuck you.
Right. Have any faults.
I ain't got to get out.
Let your husband have any faults, and he sees them 10 times worse. You might even know about the faults.
Mm-hmm.
But he going to be like, and she with you, and this is going on.
Mm-hmm.
She with you.
My mama don't want you here anyway.
You know,
told me everything you need.
After the past situation that he saw. So, yeah, y'all are absolutely right. And that's why I like talking to you. That's why I like talking to you.
I'm going to tell you, that was my first, man, that was first thing come out of my mouth. Nigga, fuck you, shit. Nigga, this is my mama's house. You can't put me out. Nigga,
exactly.
Don't pay no motherfucking bills. Nigga, pay a bill. Pay a bill, motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
You can't pay shit.
My mama don't want you anyway.
Damn,
I wish
right.
You lived.
Hell yeah, shit.
It's just when you've been through a situation like that, when you've been put in the role to protect your parent, you know what I mean? And it's not to say that the parent just automatically, sometimes they don't mean to place us in that role, but as a child, we become conflicted, and we do become like, we're the protector of that parent, and that person who's ever hurting our parent can't tell us what to do, no matter how hard they try. You get what I'm saying? And then you don't lose that role. Even when you try to move on to somebody else, it's like I'm the one who protects her, which then they get older, and it turns into I'm the head. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I do.
That's what I go through now.
Yeah.
You are absolutely correct. Because I feel that way about my mother. I got to protect her. I don't give a fuck how old I am. I just got to. Even though it ain't my job. But, you know what I'm saying? Growing up, that's how it was. I had to protect her. And that shit just carry on and carry on and carry on.
And, like, I understand what you're saying, because my father put, my biological father put my mother through, you know what I'm saying, some shit. And I remember that. So then when my stepfather came along, he was completely the opposite. He was, you know what I'm saying, he was good. He was great, you know. So I saw what a real good man was, and I was there. So, you know what I'm saying, then when I had my son young and put him in a predicament where, you know, this was the situation I was in, so he was seeing it and he was catching it. So then, I gave us a break in between, you know, the next relationship, but now he's seeing some of the same shit. Well, not he don't put his hands on me, but we do, you know, we did argue and fight and all that other kind of shit. But,
well, I think stepfathers get a bad rap.
And you're absolutely right. I had a great one, and I commend him. And, like, it's not a whole lot of men in the world that can hold a candle to mine, but I, you know, and I know a couple that can. So you're absolutely right. Stepfathers take it hard. But I had a good one.
They get the baddest shit, man. It's horrible. Stepfather, it's hard to be a fucking stepfather, man. It's hard as hell. Did you get all that when the kids resent their real father?
Yeah.
You don't stand a fucking chance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely right.
It's hard as fuck. I've been a stepfather twice, man, and I'd be ready to shoot these motherfuckers, man. Sometimes I'd be like, I can't take this shit. I'm just going to kill everybody in the motherfucking house.
Damn.
Put me through all this goddamn drama. And I'm just trying to help y'all ass. Fuck out of here. Man, you got to respect the stepfather because it's hard to take on another man's responsibility. It is hard as fuck.
You know, hey, and I say every Father's Day, I make sure I tell him happy Father's Day. Because, dude, I mean, as fucked up as he was, nigga, you raised another man's child.
And it's very hard to do.
And you know what I'm saying? I'll be the first one to tell you, I didn't make it easy. I didn't make it easy at all. You know what I'm saying? I fought every step of the way. I think me and this motherfucker finally got a decent relationship when I got in my 20s. Now, him and my mother got together when I was 3. And from 3 to 23, nigga, I made it hard. I ain't going to say that he didn't play his part, but, yeah, I made it hard, too.
Yeah,
I made it hard for this. Boy, motherfucker, to sit there and, I mean, because I ain't going to lie. If I had to raise a motherfucker like me, I would never say that was my son. No, that's her kid. I'm not bullshit, but, I mean, he would tell everybody, yeah, that's my son. That's my oldest boy right there. You know, even when I didn't even, and I hated when he said it. When I was growing up, I ain't my motherfucking daddy. Hell no. But, no. Nigga, I would get, you know I would. Motherfucker be like, hey. And then motherfucker would call me, Lil AC. Man, don't call me that. Man, that ain't my motherfucking daddy. But this motherfucker would tell motherfucker, yeah, that's my oldest boy right there. Man, fuck you. No, I'm not. I ain't your oldest shit. But the nigga, I'm all bullshit aside. The motherfucker, I mean, he never said, if he ever said it, I never heard it. But every time I ever got introduced to anybody, that's my oldest boy right there. I mean, it's mad, and I just be like, damn, is he saying this shit just to piss me off? Because he know I'm mad, I don't like him. But the motherfucker, I mean, and I would be like, I would literally be like, motherfucker be like, look, AC, don't call me that. Do not call me that. I'm not his son.
Man, that's props, dude. That's props, man. Because he could have treated you a totally different way.
He could have. And like I tell everybody, I didn't hate him for what he did to me because technically he really didn't do shit to me per se. It was the way he treated my mother. But then at the same time, I had to realize that shit. Probably a lot of shit my mama did that, you know. And, you know, when you get older, you realize the shit, you be like, well, damn, my mom. Oh, you be like, you get to arguing with a woman like, bitch, I can't believe you did this and that. But then you think, wait a minute, man, my mama did that shit.
I know.
No wonder he cussed her motherfucking ass out.
I know, because my mama used to, he always used to accuse my mama of cheating. And you know, when you were a kid, you don't remember shit, but I swear to fucking God, when I got older, me and her went out to lunch, I said, I just bust out. I was like, yeah, I remember that man we used to go over his house all the time. He had no husband. He would have had me protecting you, thinking you weren't cheating. She was like, you remember him? Oh, you remember? Yeah, I remember him.
Right. When you got older, you put shit in perspective. Mama, you wasn't shit.
Cheating the whole time.
Goddamn right. And mama, wait a minute. I do remember motherfucking Miss Johnson. Oh, you telling me to call him Mr. Johnson. Say hi to Mr. Johnson. Yeah, I know what Johnson he got, motherfucker.
Don't tell your daddy, though. Don't tell your daddy about Miss Johnson.
Right, don't tell your daddy about Mr. Johnson. But the whole, I mean, like I say, it's shit that, you know, when you get older, you realize. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I was 16 and he told me, he said, when you get older, you're going to realize, you're going to look at me in a different light. And now that, I had to respect him all. Because it was like, damn. And then I'm like, shit. You know, an argument, I never heard, well, that ain't my motherfucking son. Now, the worst scenario, the worst case scenario I ever heard is, you better get that little nigga. You better get him. I heard that a lot. You better get that little nigga because I'm finna fuck him up. You better get him. I'm about to fuck him up. You better get him. That's the worst case scenario. And when I hear that, the first thing I holler, well, fuck me up then, motherfucker. Fuck me up. You ain't going to do shit, punk. You know, and I would say shit, and I knew because, and like I said, I got it from him. Don't call me no punk. Don't call me no bitch. And I would call him a punk. Shut up, punk. What the fuck you just called me? Nigga, I'm going to show you a motherfucking punk. There you go. We on now. Now we at it. Blah, 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 blah. I mean, we going at like cats and dogs. I ain't going to lie.
That's you pushing his buttons, though. That's you starting
exactly.
Shit.
Exactly. That's me starting. And I ain't going to sit here and lie to y'all that that motherfucker that I whooped that nigga's ass, that motherfucker six, back then he was like, what? Well, he's still 6'4". Back then that nigga was like 260, 270. Here I am, 5'6", 5'7", barely 120. Nah, it didn't fare good for me. But I fought back. I fought back. It didn't fare good for me, but I did fight back. But shit, I mean, shit. You know, I mean, it was just what it was. Shit, it was just, you know what? My whole thing was, I take this ass whooping. I take it. You know what I'm saying? But my whole thing is, I just want you to know how much I hate you. I take the ass whooping. Yeah. I take the ass whooping. I knew I couldn't beat him. I knew I couldn't beat him. Shit, I mean, shit. 15... One shit, I probably weighed about 117 when I was 15, 16. You know what I'm saying? This motherfucker ain't been to 260, 270, 6'2", 6'3", 6'4". Man, shit, what win did I have? I just, it was just like, I know I can't win. I just want you to know I hate you. And that's how much I hate you, to the point where I'm willing to take an ass whooping just to let you know how much I hate you.
It's a lot of hate.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it was.
And now, I guess, as I got older, I don't even hate myself either anymore. All I think I've ever wanted is an apology from my mother. At least to acknowledge that the life that she had me in, it affected my life. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
And you put me in this situation.
I shouldn't have put you in that role, or I shouldn't have, you know, had you around these types of situations. You were only a kid. I mean, give me something. Don't just be like, well, you know.
I'm gonna tell you like this. My mama be like, that's all you get, my mother. Well, hey. Well, you grown now, so. I like, damn, that's your apology? Okay, fuck it, I take it. I mean, because that's what I get. Well, shit, I mean, hey, you grown now. What you still talking about it for? But really? I'm scarred for life. What the hell you mean? Why am I talking about it? But then you want to ask me, well, why you act like that? Why you think I act like that? Shit. But I mean, you know, I mean, they was born in the '50s, so
yeah.
I guess it was no apologizing back then.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how it goes, man. I mean, it goes like that.
Dangerous.
Well, I got something to say. Before, because I know it's almost past for the show to be over. Well, I was on my son's computer, and I opened his DVD thing. This is my oldest son. He 18. And it was a DVD in there, Horny Black Mothers and Daughters. So, name of the DVD. So I go back in there. I take it to him. I say, oh, what's this? You watching porno, huh? He was like, actually, I got it from your other son. Which is he only 14. So now I go to the other room. I say, oh, this your porno movie? Where you get this from? He gonna say he borrowed it from my auntie who sell bootleg movies.
Maybe she gave him the wrong movie on accident.
Hell no, that motherfucker went through her stash and got the good shit.
Right.
He did. Your motherfucking baby, he get that nigga went through the stash and got old horny black mothers and daughters. Shit. Looks like my type of movie there. Yeah.
No,
what, 10 years old? What, 10 years old? Shit. I couldn't wait for Father Ty to come with them new motherfucking VHSs. What you got, dog? I'm on some cable.
I'm in the bathroom most of the time. Put it on the phone like a motherfucker. Run them to the phone.
Hey, man, you remember that damn, I about to say DVD. That videotape, man, it was like 6 hours of porn on that motherfucker, man. Boy, I lost my mind. I had to fuck that day. I'm like, shit. I wouldn't got the, I'm talking about the ugliest motherfucker, but I knew she was going to give it up. I'm like, hey, come on over here. She called, no, I called her. I said, you say what?
I used to get most of that shit from Charles. He kept them.
I can't hear you. You're going to sound like a computer, man.
Oh, my bad. I used to get them from Charles.
Oh, yeah.
And stayed in the bathroom. Boy, I stayed in the bathroom, man, discovering myself.
Nigga, I'm going to tell you, that motherfucker, it was 6 hours of straight. I mean, it was one, and I don't, to this day, this one just sticks in my head. It was called Fatliners. Nothing but fat broads. Ron Jeremy fucked about 6 fat broads on there. I guess when you're 14, 15, shit, I mean, all pussy look good at then. I'm like, well, maybe a fat girl ain't too bad. Like, shit. And Ron Jeremy was a beast in them. I mean, I'm saying, he tanned. He made it look sexy. Okay. Man, I seen an old girl walking from that gas station. I waited right till I seen her walk in the house. Ring. Hey, what you doing? She said, who was this? I told her who it was. She said, what you want? I said, you want to come down here? I said, my mama going to work. Ain't nobody here. Where your brother and sister at? I said, they sleep. I said, I got a movie for us to watch. Yeah, I popped that motherfucker in. Boy, shit. I was like, I'm determined. Because, I mean, I think I was 2 hours in. I'm shit just like, my shit just standing like a brick. Like, this ain't going to work. God damn, I need something. I need to be doing what Ron Jeremy doing right now. Shit, I had to go for it. I gotta ask, what did the 14-year-old say when you confronted him with it? I mean, other than he borrowed it, I know that was a lie.
Oh, he
stole it on purpose.
He admitted that it was him. He didn't lie about it. He did not lie about it. I mean, I called my I didn't get in touch with my auntie, the one he said he got it from, but her sister. I was telling her that they had this movie, and she was like, yeah, she got some movies in her collection. I was like, yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell you. I think you stole it, Father. And the only thing they was like,
he stole the master copy.
Right.
He got the man. They look for that motherfucker. Yo, wait a minute. I know it was here.
But
he got the mask.
This is how fucked up my family is. They didn't care that he stole the movie that she made, he ain't pay for it. She's like, oh, you know she gonna want her $5 for what?
The nigga just stole porn.
You better work for that. You better have that motherfucker work for that shit. I ain't paying his debt off.
Somebody gonna give me my $5. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck if it's you or your mom or your brother. Somebody gonna give me my motherfucking $5. And I ain't playing.
Oh, he got a movie for free, huh? No, they gonna want their money.
You know, porn is a big seller, man.
You know,
when I was doing bootlegs, I sold a lot of porn. A lot of it. Motherfuckers be on that porn.
Well, yeah,
I be on the corner.
Let me ask y'all something. Do you remember when y'all was, like, younger, you'd be like, you know, you really never went in the store to get porn. You always borrowed the porn from your friend or somebody. It's like the older you got, the more comfortable. Man, fuck that. I need a flick. Fuck that. I walk in that motherfucker. Can I get 3 of them? Let me get 2 of those. Get 1 of those. Yeah, and some of them anal beads, please. Yeah, it's going to be a long night. Shit, fuck it.
I used to always get my videos. Remember, we used to be able to rent porn videos from the video places. So,
you know who used to have them?
They always used to have them behind the curtain.
Oh, yeah, you go behind that curtain, boy. I couldn't wait to get 18, boy. I'm strictly behind that curtain.
Right.
Even though the music
Anybody from Gary know the motherfucking video store was on 6th and Broadway.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The only motherfuckers that had it behind the curtain, you was always like, what's behind the curtain? Oh, you can't go back there.
Yeah. Broadway video.
What's back there, though? Broadway video, yep. That was it. Right there on 6th.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was it, boy. They had a stack of them motherfuckers back there. So I was go back there and come out with all kinds of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Broadway video, man.
I couldn't wait till you came home with that shit, boy. I like a kid waiting on Christmas. Get something new.
Shit, he had some shit that could record that shit, man.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, shit, make me a tape. VHS tape, then you know you can make the motherfuckers 8 hours long or 2 hours
long. Hell yeah,
long
I told you that one you gave me, that motherfucker was 6 hours long. Within that 2 hours, I had to call somebody. I'm like, God damn. I got to call somebody for this one. Shit, this motherfucker. Like I said, Ron Jeremy made me look good to even fuck fat women.
Man, that dude is a legend.
And I'm like, man, because I'm looking like, oh, man, they actually letting them come in their face? You can do that? See,
I remember the first porn I watched, dog. You know what my first porn was? Everybody, y'all remember On TV?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Remember they used to have the naked shows come on late at night, but it'd be blurry with the lines going through?
Oh, yeah.
That's my first porn.
Mm-mm.
You really can't see nothing, but it looked like something.
But you know what?
I'm
going to tell you, man, my biological dad, he actually had On TV. He had On TV and Spectrum. And
yep, Spectrum.
I remember coming downstairs. I couldn't have been no more than, 6, 7. And I hit that stand. I seen that white titty. I said, ooh, what is that? So I'm looking. He'd look up. He looked at me and said, come on, boy. He said, let me tell you about the birds and the bees. Let me tell you what they doing. Okay. Oh, my stepmama was totally against it. She went crazy. She said, don't let him in it. Because he telling her, shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, they down there watching it. Because, you know, now I'm looking at her like, Miss, I better get up and get ready for church. Yeah, you down here watching this shit, too. You know? And I'm sitting there, and I see it. And you, like I said, when you get older, it all makes sense now. And she's sitting there. She got her head in his lap. You know what I'm saying? I see the movement going, you know, and, you know, I see the feet going, you know. You know how you woman sucking dick and how they feet, you know, start moving, you know. And I'm like, and I see him, and I hear him. And, you know, and he look up, and he see me. And he didn't say, get the fuck back upstairs or nothing. He, come on here, boy. She jump up out his lap. I can't believe you just told him to come back. Shut your ass up, girl. You know what he need to see this anyway. I'm gonna tell you like this. This man was determined not. I don't know if he was determined not to make. He was determined for me not to be gay or whatever. He like, you gonna like pussy, and I'm gonna show you why you gonna like it. And she looking. She started telling him, make him go back upstairs. God damn it, this is my son, and I want him to see the birds and the bees. I'm sitting there like, yeah. You couldn't tell me shit. I'm like, okay, it's a wrap. But shit, I mean, I had a ball. I ain't gonna lie. I had a ball. And, you know, I'm looking like, all right. And I asked him, I said, well, who can I try it out on? He looked at me and said, nah, get out a couple of years, son. I said, okay. He said, I just want you to know what you're doing. All right, I got you. All right, y'all, let's get up out of here before they cut us off. See, you know how we actually went over 2 days straight. Next week, they're going to fuck with us. Mm-hmm. All right, now. I see Butter left. Goddamn. Look at Stowe. You got any last words for us?
Yeah, I had fun. You know what I'm saying? Y'all are the best. I'll be back next week.
That's what's up. Tom, what's up, dude?
Good show. Good to talk with everybody.
That's what's happening, Janine, baby. Any last words, Grandma?
Yes, I had a great time. It was good talking with everybody. And I will be here next week. Tell y'all about my aunt and her trying to push me out on a date with somebody I don't even know.
Okay, now, before you get off.
Told them all my business.
Before you get off there, we need an update. How the baby doing? No, so
oh,
she gotta have an update.
Great. Nana's baby is great. He is adorable.
Grandma. Granny's baby great. Y'all killing me with this. I want to be called Nana. And you either big mama or granny now. Shit, which one you want to take?
Nana.
Big mama. We call you big mama there. Either big mama or granny.
Big mama is usually the great grandmama. So I'm a grandma, but she calling me Nana.
Okay, I will give you that. Big mama is usually the great grandma. But okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Grandma. All right, I want to thank everybody for calling in. Thank everybody for listening via internet. You know how we do it. Sin City Radio, y'all. Like I said, be on the lookout. SinCityRadioShow.com on its way real soon. It's going to be bigger and better than ever. All right. Peace out.